This episode is all about creative self-confidence. And in it, I give you a simple two-word phrase that will boost your self-esteem as an artist. Sound good? Let's get to it. Hello, welcome to episode 64 of the Artist Empowerment Radio podcast. Thanks for tuning in as always. Before we get into the heart of this episode, I just want to invite you to get on my mailing list and get a free subscription to one of two e-zines that I publish, or both of them if you're so inclined. But on the music side, if you're a musician or a manager or work in the music biz in some aspect, which probably makes up the majority of the listeners of this podcast, and you're not already on my Buzz Factor e-zine, I encourage you to subscribe. Just go to thebuzzfactor.com. You can either click on the little e-zine tab at the top. There's usually a sign-up form on the right side of every page. When you subscribe, you'll also get a copy of my special report called Music Marketing Secrets, which I have some good info there for you. And if you're an aspiring author or maybe a published author wanting to know more about book promotion and that whole self-publishing thing that I've been doing for many years, I encourage you to go to fulltimeauthor.com. Again, that's fulltimeauthor.com. I've got a free report there called Self-Publishing Confidential that you can download free and also get the free subscription to the Full-Time Author e-zine. So lots of cool stuff to send your way to continue to feed you with some inspiration. Okay, well, on the last episode, I mentioned that I was suffering from podcast backlog. I've got a lot of recordings and interviews and so on that I want to get on the podcast, and so I'm going to try to get on top of things and try to put out a couple of episodes a month, maybe more, to get caught up on these things and get the stuff into your ears, as it's not doing any good just sitting on my hard drive. This one was actually recorded, 5 or 6 months ago over the summer when I did a stroll cast while I was in a very exotic location. So I'm going to break with the interview format with this one, and I'll just let it speak for itself, but it's definitely about self-confidence and a really interesting thing that I observed and a little lesson that I have for you to boost your self-confidence and maybe examine your self-esteem as an artist. So listen up. I hope you enjoy it. Thanks again for tuning in. Hey, it's Bob here with another episode of the podcast. Thanks for tuning in. And this is actually the first stroll cast that I've done in a number of months. A stroll cast, of course, being a podcast that I record with my iPhone as I'm walking. And so last year I did a few of them as I got out and got some fresh air in my neighborhood in St. Louis, Missouri, but this particular one is being recorded in a very, let's say, exotic location. I'm actually on vacation, and I am in Hawaii. I'm on the Big Island in Kailua Kona, and I'm at a location called the Old Airport, where literally it's where the airport used to be, and I'm walking along the beach, so there's a good chance that you hear the ocean waves lapping up against the shore in the background. So I felt inspired to share something with you that happened earlier this week. So what is this episode all about? Well, I came here with my girlfriend Pookie because we're actually visiting her family here in Hawaii. And I sort of was eavesdropping on a conversation that she had with an older woman who's also a friend of the family. And what interested me was that Pookie was paying this woman a lot of compliments in various ways, telling her how nice of a person she was and how talented she was. She's actually a hula dancer, an older woman who was actually very nimble on her feet for her age. And it quickly came to my attention that this woman, as sweet as she was, would sort of deflect the compliments. She would respond to them in two ways. Either she would ignore them and change the subject, or she would say something like, "Oh yeah, but I," she would like find some fault with herself. And it kind of reminded me of like when you pay people compliments, like on what they're wearing, and they say, "Oh, this old thing, it's nothing," you know? So I think we're all familiar with that. We either know people who respond to compliments that way, or perhaps you yourself respond to compliments that way. When somebody says, hey man, that was a great show, or I love that new song, or the album was that you just put out was awesome. You know, if you're an entertainer, if you're in music, if you're in creativity of any kind, you're putting your stuff out there, hopefully, and people are responding to it, either at a live event or by email or whatever, and hopefully you're getting some compliments along with any possible criticism. But how do you respond to those compliments? And a lot of times I think people tend to do that, sort of brush it aside or go, oh, this old thing or it's nothing, out of a sense of modesty. And I understand that. You don't want to come out sounding like you're egotistical or you're full of yourself. And so, you know, modesty is a cool thing, not to be come across as overly boastful. But there's a couple of things to this not accepting a compliment thing. One is, what is it really saying about you as a person or as an artist? When you deflect the compliment, are you sending sort of an internal message to yourself that maybe you're not worth a compliment, that you're not really worthy, that you're not providing value? I mean, think about this. Or maybe is it an indication of how deep down inside you feel about yourself as an artist or as a person? I mean, I guess it could definitely speak to the whole topic of self-worth. And so that's something to think about, certainly, because I think the key to success is finding a balance between feeling confident about what you're doing, but also having a sense of modesty and not thinking that you're better than other people just because you're talented and you have gifts to share with the world. But there's another aspect of this that I think is important for you to think about, and it's this. When someone pays you a compliment, it's sort of a gift that they're giving you. There's some value that you've delivered to them. For whatever reason, they feel motivated or inspired to tell you something positive, either it's about what you're wearing or what you played or what you've written. And so the best thing to do is acknowledge that. And when you respond by saying, oh, it's nothing, or I screwed that up, and putting yourself down, it's sort of like you're turning away a gift. It's like someone handing you a gift and you handing it back to them saying, sorry, I don't want that. And so it's almost like a disservice of doing to someone who is trying to give you something. They're trying to deliver a gift to you in the form of a compliment. And so really think about that. How are you responding to someone who is providing you with that gift? So here's a little exercise. I was tempted to suggest this to the woman that Pookie was talking to, but I didn't butt in. But I think this is really an important thing. So if you're one of those people that tends to brush off the compliment or change the subject, do this. The next time someone says something nice to you, I want you to do this. Say nothing else. Just look at them and say two key words. Ready? Here they are. Those key words are thank you. That's it. You can say thank you. You can add other words to it too, like perhaps I appreciate that. I often say that when somebody says, hey, I really love the book, or really, you know, love the workshop. I say, well, thanks a lot. I really appreciate that. You know, leave it at that. If the person sticks around and you have a further conversation, great. But try to resist the urge of going, oh, it was nothing, or man, did you notice the chord that I screwed up in the second song? Or don't go into all of that story or drama. Just accept the compliment, say thank you, and it makes the person feel like, cool, my compliment was accepted, they appreciated it. And so you're doing a service to the person who gives you the compliment, plus you're doing a service, to yourself by acknowledging that you're worthy of being praised, okay? So that's my message, just based on a little eavesdropping of a conversation with a very nice woman who just, for whatever reason, didn't want to say thank you when she was complimenting. So I hope that helps. I hope wherever you are listening to this, you're enjoying yourself. And in case you haven't been to the ocean lately, I'm going to end this podcast just by letting you hear a little bit of the ocean waves lap up against the shore. Actually, as I look off into the horizon, the sun is about to set here in Kailua Kona on the Big Island. And so I'll leave you with some ocean sounds as my feet are about to get wet. So thanks for listening. Take care. I'll talk to you real soon. This is Bob Baker saying so long for now.